Live from the Car Care Studios, it's the CNC Auto Show with your personal on-air and online automotive service advisors, Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney. So climb in, buckle up, and enjoy the ride on the CNC Auto Show.
And we do welcome you to the CNC Auto Show. We're here to share information on ways to make your car, truck, or SUV safer, to make it more dependable, and to make it last longer for less money. I'm Aaron Clements, here to answer your automotive questions, your tips, and have some fun. But, and this is kind of huge for me, I like this, Amanda Clements Drake is here with us. Amanda's part owner of and district manager of CNC Automotive, of the CNC Automotive stores. And I am here to tell you right now, she's been around cars her whole life, and she is sharp. So I want you to be ready to call in and ask her some questions.
Good morning, everybody.
And Amanda has someone else here with her. And
yes.
Yeah. And with Amanda today, we have her son, Ryder. Ryder, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Wow, that was neat. Okay, we are going to be answering some of those automotive questions and sharing tips and a lot of other things. But one of the things that we thought it would be a great idea to touch on is a very common thing that people see as they're driving their vehicle, and sometimes it can be scary, is when a warning light comes on and the car is talking to you. It's letting you know something. But at one time, it used to be just one or two things that we talk about. Now there's many. So we will go through a lot of these warning lights. We'll talk about them, give you some ideas on what you should do if certain warning lights go on. And we'll go ahead and start with one of the very basic items. Amanda, in talking about warning lights, one of the basic things that we want to mention is, why are some red and some are yellow or amber or a different color?
Well, the color difference mainly just has to do with the urgency of the issue. So if something is red, that means you need to take care of it immediately. Usually it means you need to pull over and shut your vehicle off. Yellow is usually more something that you just need to address as soon as you can. It's letting you know that there is an issue, but it's not an urgent issue. I didn't know if you wanted to add anything to the color difference.
No, you said that absolutely perfect. I don't think I could say anything to add to that.
Yeah. The main thing is, if it's red, address it immediately, right? That right when you see the red light come on. If it's yellow, just as soon as you get to your next destination.
Kind of caution. Mm-hmm. Okay. Amanda, one of the things you already know that we do during the show is we go to callers, and we have one waiting, and we will go over to Billy. Billy, welcome to the CNC Auto Show.
Well, good morning. Let me read the tech tip quiz to Ryder.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ryder. Billy here wants to read you the tech tip quiz. So here we go. All right, Billy, we're ready.
All right. Bill went on vacation, and it was 2 hours from where he lived to go on vacation. It took him 2 hours to get there, and it took him 6 hours to get back. There was no problem with the car. There was no traffic or nothing like that. Why did it take him so long to get back?
That's a hard one.
That was last week's tech tip quiz.
Yeah, nobody answered it.
Right.
So do you know?
Yeah, I'll try it.
I think he's got an answer for us. Let's listen.
We'll put you on stage.
Okay.
Okay, Billy, what is the answer to the last week's tech tip quiz?
Bill left where he was staying at and got almost home and realized he forgot something. He had to turn around and drive back, which added another. Going home was 2 hours. Going back there was 2 hours. He retrieved what he forgot, and he came back home, and that was 2 hours. So that took the 6 hours.
Oh, Billy, that was a good shot. You evidently thought about this some during the week. Is that right?
All week. Yeah, I was on hold when y'all went off.
That's a good answer.
I've been thinking about it all week.
Well, that makes it hard to do this.
Aww.
Well, go ahead.
Man, I thought that was it too.
Billy, we do appreciate it.
Thanks,
hey,
Billy.
I hope you get better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And hey, Ryder.
Say hey.
Hey.
All right, cool. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay, the number to call, 800-224-9090 is the number to call. And if you have an automotive question, Amanda will be glad to answer also. And Ryder will all be here ready to answer your automotive questions. So if you've had a light come on or a light's been on for, let's say, over a year and you want to discuss it, you give us a call. We do run into cars from time to time to where a dash, we call it the Christmas tree. A dash looks like it's got a Christmas tree up there because of so many lights being on. And sometimes they're ones that people are just not concerned about. Mm-hmm. But it is a great idea to know what each one of them mean. Mm-hmm. Now, Amanda, if a person is riding along and their red oil light comes on, what would you recommend?
Well, if you may mention what that looks like.
Oil can.
Maybe everybody might not know that, but yeah, if you have a little oil can that pops up and it's red, that usually means an issue with your oil pressure, and that is usually something that you need to address right away. It means that oil may not be properly being distributed throughout your engine, and that could cause some serious engine damage pretty quickly. So that's usually a light that you want to address immediately. If you see it come on, it could mean something simple as, you know, a pressure sensor, meaning that it's not reading right, but your oil is distributing correctly, or it could be something major and there could be a lockup.
Yeah. And it's not worth taking the chance.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. I've seen, you wouldn't believe how many times over the years I've heard someone say, well, the light came on, but everything was okay. And so I only had a block to go to get to my house. And so I drove it that block to get home or to get to the store or get to wherever they were going. But it started making a noise. Well, once it makes that noise, many times it's too late.
Yes.
You've got a really nice engine that's turned into pretty much a boat anchor. Mm-hmm. After that.
Yeah.
And it's just not worth taking the chance on wondering, hey, is this real or is this not real? Because once that metal's gone inside there, there's no way to put it back.
Yes. Because I'm sure a lot of people listening know, but that oil is what lubricates those moving parts. So if that is gone, then all you have is, like you just said, metal on metal. Yeah. And is very quickly that can cause some major engine problems. So, yeah, that's one of the key lights. You know, hopefully nobody sees that one very often. But yeah, that is a major one right there.
Okay. So if someone has a question about an oil light, give us a call. And that's 800-224-9090. And we will be able to give you more information on that if needed. But pretty much take that light seriously. Okay, let's go over to the temperature light. Red temperature light comes on. What should you do then?
Well, the thermometer, it normally looks like a little thermometer in most vehicles. If that comes on, it typically means that your engine is overheating. Your engine has coolant running through it that keeps it from overheating. And if there's any kind of issue with that cooling system, say it's a coolant leak and the fluid's gone, so it's not distributing properly, there's a blockage of some sort, that light will come on to let you know that that system is no longer working properly and your engine temp is starting to rise. So just like a temperature gauge, if you start to see your temperature gauge on your engine, on your dash start to go into the red, you would want to take that very, very seriously, just like you would want to take that thermometer light coming on seriously. You want to take it to a shop immediately if you see that light.
All right. Amanda, I was going to go ahead and give the answer to last week's tech tip quiz because we have a new one for this week. The question had to do with it took a certain amount of time, several hours. I don't even have it in front of me, but it took a certain amount of time to get to his destination, but it took much longer to get home from that from the destination.
I don't know if you have time before the break, though. You may have taken a break first.
No, we don't. We'll cover
that. Be right
back. We'll cover that as soon as we return. Thank you.
Let's head back down to the Car Care Studio with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
And we do welcome you back to the CNC Auto Show. We're here to answer your automotive questions at number 706-863-5800. Give us a call, and we will be here to answer those automotive questions that you have. We have Amanda here with us, and we have Ryder here with us. They're both sitting there ready to answer automotive questions. Also, I want to ask Billy. Billy was our first caller. He called in and mentioned something about the tech tip quiz. I'm going to get him to call back in, and I'm going to drop, I'm going to give him a couple of hints on that tech tip quiz. And so Billy, give us a call. And I think that also Ryder may have a joke that he would like to tell us. Ryder.
Ryder came up with a joke on his own. So here we go.
Okay, here we go, Ryder.
What the mechanic say to the car?
I'm not sure.
I'll fix you up.
Oh!
He created that all on his own.
And I will say, Ryder also rides motorcycles and does very well with that. He's entered a few races, hasn't he, Amanda?
Yes, he has. He has a PW50, and he's in a racing series right now. So, yeah.
Wow. And how old is Ryder?
Tell him how old you are.
5.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Ryder's going to do good on the radio, I can tell. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number to call, 706-863-5800. We're also talking about warning lights, and we're going to go over to Billy. And Billy, welcome back to the CNC Auto Show. Could you give us that question to the of last week's tech tip quiz again?
The question or the answer?
The question.
The question was that Bill went on vacation, and it took him 2 hours to get there. But and there was no bad traffic. There was nothing wrong with the car or anything. And it took him three hours to get back.
Okay. All right.
Or
now,
6 hours.
It took him six hours to get back. What would, did he go? Oh, what's a great tip here? Billy, did I necessarily say that home was still home?
You didn't say he left home either. You just said he left and went on vacation. It took him 2 hours to get there, and then it took him 6 hours to get back.
Okay. So if he left and went on vacation, does he necessarily have to go to the same place when he gets back?
No, he doesn't.
Now, is there a chance that he moved and he went on vacation? And then he moved to a different house, and he just went on vacation. And then when he come back home, his home wasn't the same home.
That's right. It was 6 hours away instead of just 2.
Oh, Billy, you are the winner. That is.
That was a tricky one.
Hey. Thank you.
Hey, Billy.
I was sitting. Okay, I was going to tell you what my next answer was going to be.
All right.
I was sitting here thinking, okay, he moved. When he moved, the time zones, time changed, and they moved the clock up, and then he stayed there long enough, and then they moved the clock back the other way, and so he lost 2 hours that way, and then he had to travel a little further to get. Believe me, I've been thinking about this thing for a week.
Well, Billy, that's the reason I want to make sure you won. Mm-hmm. If you thought about that thing during the week, you deserve to win.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Bye, Billy.
You too, Billy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. The number to call is 706-863-5800, or you can call 800-224-9090. Either one will work. You can also watch us live on Facebook and listen on iHeart. Okay, Amanda, what if the world famous picture of an engine comes up.
The engine is your check engine light. It is the most common light that people see because it has so many different possibilities that could be going on. Several codes, pretty much a code will tell you the system that's being affected. And it could be anything from a vapor leak coming from your fuel cap to a running issue, anything to do with your exhaust system. So the code will pop up. And generally what we recommend doing is if you have a check engine light come on, you can stop by any repair shop, any CNC automotive, and they can do a quick scan on it. And that will tell you the code. And what the code does is it gives you the system that's being affected, that has a fault. And that lets the technician know what diagnostic procedures he has to do to find out what actual part may be malfunctioning. So that's typically how that works. And if your check engine light comes on, it is good to get it looked at as soon as possible. So if you know if it's a system that needs to be addressed ASAP, or if it's a system that you might could wait a few months until you address. Don't just put a little sticker over it and pretend it's not there, because I've seen that. Just go ahead and go get it quick scanned, so at least you know if it's something urgent or not.
Yeah, Amanda, putting pictures and lottery tickets and all that on your dash to cover stuff up is not good. If something's there, it's better to know it.
Yeah, might as well know what the problem is. Instead of just pretending it's not there.
Okay. We're going to, I'm going to read a new tech tip quiz real quick. And we will, and of course, the winner will win a prize package, which includes the I Answer, the tech tip quiz, golf coffee mug. And the question is, Sean owns a 2006 Chevrolet Colorado with a 2.8 gas engine. He'd been driving for a while when a light come on. He had to pull over, repair something, and loosen the belt. Why? And if you know the answer, give us a call. And also, if you have a question about a vehicle warning light or any other question about your car, just give us a call. And again, that number is 706-863-5800, or you can call 800-224-9090. You can watch us on Facebook and listen on iHeart. We'll be right back.
It's time for more good stuff with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Dorman Products. It's absolutely freezing in many parts of the country. If your climate controls have stopped working, you can seamlessly and quickly restore operation with a new or remanufactured climate control unit from Dorman. Learn more at dormanproducts.com. And we are here to answer your automotive questions, share information on warning lights, and the number 863-706-863-5800 or 224-9090. That's 800-224-9090. You can also watch us live on Facebook, listen on iHeart. Whatever's good, we're ready, and we can do it. And we will open, and Ryder will tell us another joke real quick. Ryder, what is your next joke?
What did the car say to the car?
I am not sure.
Beep, beep.
Very good, Ryder.
That's another Ryder original.
Yeah, and he wrote these.
Yeah.
He writes his own material. Okay, let's go over to Jim. Jim, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. What can we help you with?
I've got a comment, if I may.
Absolutely.
For lamps, and also got a question for you.
We are ready for you.
The warning lamp you spoke about, check engine before, there is a distinction between yellow lights, and that is, of course, red was very important, yellow not so, until a yellow light flashes. Isn't that correct?
Yes. If it's flashing, it means you do need to address it immediately.
So if you got a flashing one, it almost becomes a red light in terms of urgency.
Yes, yes, that is correct.
Good. But, and the other thing is, you'll probably touch on a couple of these, but it always being a distinction between when your car won't go being a totally different environment to when it won't stop. So that brake light is very important. And also the supplemental restraint system that if under stopping conditions, if those are up and illuminated, you've got reliability of on things that you thought you could count on that you really cannot because either your supplemental restraint's not going to work properly or your vehicle's not going to stop the way it normally would because the anti-lock, for example, may be out of commission.
Yes, yes. And I think we were going to briefly touch on some of those a little bit later. But yeah, there's several other additional lights that could come on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jim. Sometimes when that light comes on, it realizes that there's either a sensor or a part of the system that it's not receiving correct information from. So it will ignore that signal and insert a value of its own, which will normally lower the performance in some way, make it inoperable in some ways. On some systems, it depends on exactly what system or what part of the system it's having to ignore. But you're absolutely correct. It can lower performance, but still run okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. And I have a question about engine oils. Recently bought a new piece of equipment, and it has a recommendation for oil service categories SJ or later. And I came over to a container of oil I have, and I see it has an API service, S as in Sam, P as in Peter. So does later simply mean that the second letter of the two, in this case the J, needs to be further down the alphabet than the J to be meeting or exceeding that requirement? Is that how I interpret that?
That is correct. Normally, the updated version can be used for the previous version. It's just updated. But to be sure, it don't hurt to go to the internet because there are some cases to where you do have to, it can be a different type additive that's been added to that oil, especially on diesel type stuff. But yes, in that case, it is just an updated type oil.
So in recent years, it's additives that are changing to accomplish certain requirements of newer cars, or are they just higher refinement levels? What's happening with oil that makes all these different grades now?
Both of those.
Yeah, it's both. It's additives because certain engines require certain additives be put in there, and then others they can just be a better refined oil than others, and then of course some vehicles call for semi synthetic oils can be used, other vehicles full synthetic oil needs to be used. But what I normally recommend, there's so many variables in that I recommend going to the owner's manual on each vehicle to be sure. And people don't have to do that all the time. They may buy a vehicle and go ahead right after, as you're setting up your initial change intervals that mm-hmm. you plan to do and all the other information, go ahead and do that research because it's well worth it. But you won't have to do it but that one time if you plan to keep that vehicle for a period of time, because once you know the type oil to put for sure to put in there, kind of like you're doing now.
If you like to do your own research, there's obviously the option of, you know, going to a repair shop, letting them, research and put in the correct oil. But if you like to do that, O'Reilly Auto Parts or a parts vendor, they're happy to help you research and make sure you get the correct oil for your vehicle. And that way you're making sure. But what I'm seeing mainly is, you know, with newer cars is the oil is just more and more refined for these just more and more precise engines. It's just mm-hmm. requiring a very thin oil mm-hmm. is what I'm seeing.
And Jim, what we have, of course, when we're writing a vehicle up for an oil change, it automatically pops up into our computer and says, this is the type oil. And for all that, the recommendations for the oil. And does that with just about any fluid that we put in?
Good. Thank you. I heard you had a new tech tip quiz, and I was thinking about it since you read it off. And
yeah.
If you read that one more time, I might be able to give you a wrong answer for that.
Well, I would love for you to do that. Okay, here we go. Sean owns a 2006 Chevrolet Colorado with a 2.8 gas engine. He had been driving for a while when a light come on. He had to pull over, repair something, and loosen the belt. Why?
Oh, see. Okay. Then I definitely have the wrong answer. Because I was trying to apply Amanda and Ryder, as you may have heard, the Aaron factor.
Yeah.
Yes. I had the notion that the light that had come on was at his local Waffle House or something like that. And he went in there, but the repair part throws me off because I thought he was going to go in and repair something. In other words, he ate instead of repair. That's my hurdle right now on the quiz. But the belt that he had to loosen was the one around his waist because he ate too much.
That's definitely an Aaron answer.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Well, Jim, so you are pretty close.
Good, wrong answer.
Except for the light that come on. You're getting a little bit close.
The light came on was he was there very early, and he was there when they opened. So on come the lights inside, so he goes in to eat.
What other light would make you pull over, Jim?
Oh, the only other light that make you pull over might be the blue one behind you.
Well, possible.
But anyway, Jim, maybe we've hinted it a little bit. Maybe give somebody else a chance for one of those mugs today. What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's great.
That was a good answer.
Well, the only other thing is if you had a low fuel light, you would have to stop for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't have a clue, so I'm trying to read his face.
Jim, you are all over it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's good. That's going to give somebody else a chance, as I said a moment ago, to have one of those mugs. I have one, so let's let somebody else get one. What do you think?
Sounds great, Jim. That'll work.
All right. Thanks for your help today, all of you.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in, Jim. Bye. Okay, the number to call is 706-863-5800, or you can call 800-224-9090. We're talking about warning lights or answering any automotive question that you might have. Ryder's even telling us a few jokes over there, which has been really good. And let's go over to Fred. Fred, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. What can we help with?
Oh, good morning. I got a Chevy 2500. It's a 2003. And when you turn the key to on, you know, on the dashboard, you get the light bulb test, you get your SRS and ABS and all that stuff. Then they go out, and then if you start the car, it'll come on again. Well, when I turn the key to on, you don't get a light bulb test. Only the check engine light comes on. And if you start the truck, everything is normal. And the problem fixed itself. But I'm pretty sure it's going to come back again because at one time I also lost the clock and the radio went off. So I think I'm probably missing some kind of standby power or something.
Yeah.
And I got one thing. I got an economical code reader, and I got some code from the SRS. I got U1000.
Hey, Fred.
1301, yeah.
Can we answer it right after the break?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Thank
Hold
you.
Hold on, Fred. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to more of the CNC Auto Show with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Blaster and PB Blaster. Don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts with PB Blaster, number one for breaking free rusted parts. We were talking with Fred about his Chevrolet 2500 that had a instrument issue, and it sounds like it's resolved itself temporarily, but may come back. Fred, mention to us again what that instrument cluster was doing at one time.
Okay, when you turn the key to on, you don't get the light bulb test. You get the check engine light, but you don't get the SRS and ABS and all that.
Okay.
But if you don't even look at that, If you just turn the key to start, you won't even notice it's there.
Okay. You also mentioned that some of your gauges were working intermittently also, correct?
No, not the gauges, just those lights. The rest of the instrument panel works okay.
Okay. It sounds like maybe some of those lights in the panel may be going out. And that may be, most of the time with those, you can't replace the individual lights in them. You have to replace the whole cluster. You may eventually start having more issues with some of the other lights and the other gauges in the cluster. We've put a lot of clusters in Chevrolets around those years. I think you said it was an 03. And they're really not that bad to replace. They make a lot of aftermarket instrument clusters, including Dorman. Dorman, I believe, makes instrument clusters. You could check on there. Usually $300 to $400. I'm leaning towards maybe it's just a light issue in the instrument cluster. And it may not be to the point to where you would want to replace it just because of that, but you may start having other issues with the cluster.
It will probably get worse because that's signs that some of the solder joints are starting to break loose, and they can act up 1 minute and not the next, but other things more than likely will follow. So you're doing great going ahead and checking on that now. So you'll have a game plan if it does get worse. I'm like Amanda, as long as it's working and it's something that's not going to cause you to break down on the side of the road or anything, I would probably wait until it gets worse or does it again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because one other thing happens too, and this happened a long time ago before this other one. You know, I might have the indicator lights up too. It's not just like a solid pointer that the transmission indicator lights up. Sometimes that works good, but sometimes it's dim. So that's probably a bad solder or joint in there too, I would think, right?
Yeah, all of those are pointing toward an instrument problem. We see all kind of things, like the gas gauge can act up at times. I've seen that speedometer act up at times. It just seems to be a different items on those, but we do run into a ton of them.
Yeah.
And like Amanda said, a great option is that Dorman Reman instrument cluster.
If you can get one, yeah, I would look on their website and see if that is an option versus a factory one.
Yeah, Dorman does a great job because they'll go in and actually find out what caused the original units fail, where their weak point is, and then they'll beef it up, and then they'll do that procedure in the Reman process and make it actually stronger than the original one was.
Yeah, I have a Dorman gate on my Dorman switch for my four wheel drive in my dash. You know the that went bad on me.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody. Oh, hey, you know what? Let me ask you one thing, real quick. To find that code when that four wheel drive switch went bad, I was in Connecticut. My cousin's in the automotive business, so he looked up the code for me, and it said the most likely would be the switch. Right.
Wait, we might have lost
Fred. Hold on.
You know what I mean? My little
helping.
Hey,
Fred. Hello, Fred.
To read those codes.
He's breaking up a little bit. We might
have to get Fred to call.
Sorry.
All right. Say that last part one more time because we didn't hear all of that.
Okay, hang on a minute. I'm gonna try something better.
Okay.
Okay. The to read codes in the message center, you know where the odometer is, and if there's something wrong, it gives you a message, or it tells you when to change your oil.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
To buy something to read those codes, would that be real expensive, do you think?
Well, on changing your oil, a lot of people don't know this, but on practically, I would say by far most cars, maybe all.
Don't need a tool for that one.
There's a procedure that you can use, for instance.
Oh,
on that.
I know that.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're mentioning engine or computer codes, you can get a code scanner from probably O'Reilly's, for
O'Reilly
instance.
Auto Parts has those.
And that does what I mentioned when a service advisor will do a quick scan. That does that step. And you can get the code, and then you would just have to have a way to research the code, what the code can mean. And it does generally just point to the system. So I'm guessing yours had a four-wheel drive fault code stored in it.
Yeah. It says service four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
See, I have a chief scanner from, Harbor Freight, but I can't get engine codes and SRS and
you can't get the four-wheel drive codes.
But I can't get those I can't get those codes in that message center.
There's more expensive generic scanners. There's all different levels, and some of them will read certain systems and not all. Some of them will read certain manufacturers and not all. But you can go up to a few $1,000s getting a scanner that will read more codes. At the shops, we have the factory scan tool for Chevrolets. And that would be the MDI, and that would definitely scan all systems. So there's just different levels. You'd probably have to do some research to figure it out, what each scanner can do.
Yeah, that would probably be too expensive then for a backyard mechanic to buy one of those.
Yeah, it depends on how much. I would not go spend that much money on just one, or if you're just going to use it a few times, because you can rent the machine and a technician.
Well, I was going to say, for certain systems, if you don't see them a lot, you could just get it diagnosed at a shop for those items, and then the ones that you can do with a quick scanner. There are tools out there of all different levels and price points, and they're actually, I think, getting more and more affordable for the baseline stuff than they used to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for the information. I'll keep an eye on that thing.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Fred. Take care.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
Okay, the number to call, 706-863-5800. If you have a question about your car, truck, or SUV, I'm going to read the tech tip quiz one more time. And we have Sean owns a 06 Chevrolet Colorado 2.8 gas engine. Been driving for a while when a light come on. He had to pull over, repair something, and loosen the belt. Why did he have to do that? And if you know the answer to that question, you give us a call, and we will be able to answer that. We're talking about warning lights on vehicles and what some of them, what your vehicle is trying to tell you on as far as when a warning light comes on. We've talked about why some are yellow, some are red. We've talked about like the oil light, if it comes on, what you should do, if the temperature light comes on. Both of those are big. You want to act immediately if either one of those do come on. And we'll be talking about a lot more. We talked about the check engine light also.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking about a lot more of those lights. Plus, we'll be going to,
Linda.
Linda. We'll be going to Linda after that. And we'll be right back with more of the CNC Auto Show.